Two longtime partners in crime are now facing off in a federal courtroom in Boston. Mobster Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy is the star witness against former New England mob boss Cadillac Frank Salemi, who's on trial along with another man for a 1993 murder. Flemmy's testimony yesterday was a little confused, as he was apparently unable to recognize Frank Salemi, who was right in front of him. Even in retirement, it's a moment that longtime WBUR reporter David Boeri wanted to check out. So he was in the courtroom and is with us now. Hi, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with that surprising moment. Tell us what happened when the prosecutor asked Steve Flemmy to point out Frank Salemi.
It was absolutely stunning. Fred Wyshack, the prosecutor, says to Flemmy, "Would you please point out Mr. Salemi in the courtroom?" Flemmy looks around, stands up, scans the courtroom. "I can't see him. I'd recognize him if I saw him. I can't see him," he says. Fred Wyshack was stumped because there, right in front of Stephen Flemmy, was Frank Salemi.
So these two guys have known each other for a long time. What happened?
They've known each other since 1964, and the last time they met was pretty memorable because the last time was 1998. They were in a holding cell. Salemi had learned that Flemmy, his longtime partner in crime, had been a secret informant going back to the 60s. And back then, he grabbed Flemmy and screamed, "You've expletived me all my life. You're going to die." Flemmy didn't die. He's back. The difference is they're no longer in their 60s. They're now in their 80s. And after court, I asked Salemi what was going on. He said he couldn't even recognize me. And then he motions with his finger to his head and says, "He's gone. He's soft." And then he points his other finger for the other hand at the corner of his mouth and drops it and said, "He's had a stroke." Of course, the court did not accept any stipulation that Frank Salemi is a medical expert.
You, David, have been talking and writing for a while about a showdown between these octogenarians. Tell us about their physical appearances, these once feared criminals.
This is what's so stunning about it. Frank Salemi, a guy who was always into fitness, a tall guy, walks into the courtroom after he leaves his wheelchair. Every step is an adventure. His face is skeletal. And then comes Flemmy into the mix, big, thick glasses, framed glasses. He's hard of hearing. He's hard to hear. He sounds like he has marbles in his mouth. But both these guys, you cannot forget, both these guys, they're killers by their own admission. They were treacherous by their own admission and by the record of other witnesses.
What kind of impression did the testimony make with the jury?
The jury's a young jury. And Flemmy was like a shut-in or a guy in a nursing home who no one's talked to, and all of a sudden someone asks to tell his story, and he's into hyperspeed, going back through the 1960s, and he's just racing through, talking about murders, burying people, corrupt FBI agents. They were fascinated at first, the jurors were, and then you could see them at some point sort of drifting out. It's all part of building the case, but the jurors were sort of amazed by this.
So let me ask you one more question. Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy is 83 years old. At least to you, Cadillac Frank Salemi hinted age has caught up with Flemmy, and he could be confused in testifying. So how critical is Flemmy to the case against Frank Salemi and the co-defendant Paul Wiedek?
Flemmy is absolutely essential. Flemmy's the only one who will testify that he actually saw Salemi in the act of murdering DeSaro.
So if the defense can knock down his credibility, this could be a problem for the prosecution.
It could, and they're going to go after him with everything they can because, after all, Flemmy is a man with a monstrous record of violence and of lying on the stand. However, the government would say, yeah, but he's backed up by the facts and will convince the jury otherwise.
WBUR special correspondent David Boeri, thanks for coming back for this brief interruption in your retirement. Hope it was worth it.
Tickets were free.